You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Oh, yeah.
The main event.
All right, this is the main event.
For the main event.
Now for the main event.
Now our main event.
The main event.
You're the host. Your job is to make us comfortable without distracting from the main event.
Welcome to the main event.
And now, the main event.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. It is Monday, May 6th. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Nick is out still today. Back tomorrow. Coriel is here, though. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
How was the weekend?
It was very, very extremely busy.
I know. You were, like, everywhere.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Let's see. I went and played golf one day. Saw the Fall Guy yesterday.
Yeah. How was it?
Amazingly funny.
Was it?
So very good.
Honestly, I don't even know what it's about.
So there's a TV show. This is peak me. 1981 to 1986 when I was a kid. This TV show that Lee Majors started. Lee Majors was also the $6 million man and all these. He's always been like this action TV movie guy. And it was a TV show about a guy who is a stuntman, and on the side, he goes and helps find people, like help people out. Somebody gets stuck in a predicament and he goes and rescues them in various scenarios.
So he's like a vigilante helper?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Kind of like that. And so they made a movie out of it with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, and the fact that he's this stunt guy, and he gets it's actually the director is a former stunt guy himself, the guy who helped come up with the script for everything.
Oh,
like
cool.
Giving you kind of an insight into what a stunt guy goes through on a daily basis.
So he basically was feeling underutilized, so then he was like, no, I'm just going to go out and like just help people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
So he gets it's very, very funny. It's a good rom-com / action flick.
Cool.
You got to see it on the big screen.
Okay.
It's one of those that there's
can't watch
so
it
much
at home.
Going on. Nope. You got to experience it.
Okay.
And one of my favorite moments in the Grand Theater downtown, the big one, the big theater, mm-hmm. is when they do that. I can't even remember what they call it, but they test the sound speakers real quick and they go all around you so you can hear the sound everywhere.
Isn't that cool?
That is my favorite moment of it all, is being in there for that part.
That part feels like eerie to me.
Yeah, like it's
kind of makes me think of, I don't know, something that you'd hear on like Alien vs. Predator or something.
Oh, there you go. That's a good point. But yeah, so Fall Guy was totally worth it. Just kind of had a little Cinco de Drinco yesterday.
Nice.
And yeah, that was kind of the weekend for me.
Very cool.
Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. We're back here to get you through this week and get you ready for potentially another weekend.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We got a new neighborhood watch with Ken and a crime that was committed in his neighborhood. We'll see if we can give him some advice coming up. We'll get the results of ruining movies for you, TV shows as well. The nitty gritty is on the way with the theme song from The Fall Guy, sung by one of our favorite country artists.
Oh.
And more coming.
The Morgan Wallen incident at Chief's Bar gets memorialized. Zach Bryan's surprising guest, Randy Travis, sings again, sort of, and new music from Blake Shelton, also sort of.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 mold testing and remediation. Morgan Wallen's court date came and went Friday. He opted out of attending. No plea was entered, and the case was set for another hearing on August 15th. He had a string of shows there at Nissan Stadium in Nashville.
Yeah, he was already there, but like, okay, just don't have to go.
But that date, August 15th, is one that he is expected to be present for.
Ah, okay.
His lawyer, Warwick Robinson, told reporters later, quote, everybody saw Morgan's statement that before he wanted to say anything publicly, he wanted to check in with several people, including the Metro Police Department and also the people at Chiefs. So he has done what I think we would expect any good person to do when there's something such as this that happens. In related news, Chiefs, Eric Church's bar, continues to kind of have fun with the whole situation.
Yeah.
Putting a plaque near the sixth story point where the chair throwing incident occurred that reads, quote, don't even think about it. You are not Morgan Wallen.
That is so funny. I have had so many friends that were in Nashville that went and got pictures with that sign.
Oh, really?
And sent it to
me
this week. It's crazy.
I mean, that is funny.
Yeah.
Zach Bryan brought a surprise guest on stage during his show at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis the other night. This one was a little out of left field.
Okay.
Not quite like, you know, we had Coach Rule and Dylan Rayola and then the frontman for Trampled by Turtles, because they were in town about the same time for our shows. During the song Revival, which is where he usually brings these people out, these guests, there's a certain rapper from St. Louis that it is her hometown, so it made a lot of sense. And she's huge on the scene right now. And unless you listen to this music, you might not even know who this is. But her name is Sexy Red. She's a rapper.
Okay.
She came out on stage to pop some booty. I mean, she was literally twerking on the stage during Revival.
Okay.
It was so funny. Zach's guests at previous shows have included even like Bruce Springsteen and Casey Musgraves
some
like local big names and stuff like that. Yeah. Some really big names, some great ones.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's not to say that Sexy Red isn't a big name in her own right already.
Some booty
But
popping.
It's just funny because then I'm like, one show you have Sexy Red literally dropping into the splits to do like a twerk.
Wow.
And then there's also, you know, fast forward, rewind, whatever, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
So. You get a little bit of everything with Zach Bryan.
Yes, yeah.
So funny. Randy Travis's first song in over a decade has come out. It's called Where That Came From. And people were speculating it came from artificial intelligence.
Mm.
It has been confirmed that is the case.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing, though. He did an interview recently on how AI is letting him continue his music career. And Randy's had... troubles talking, obviously, and singing ever since his near fatal stroke in 2013. So he shouldn't really technically physically be able to do this, but with the help of AI, he can. So with his blessing, his longtime producer helped train an AI, or however you say that, to copy his voice using stripped down vocals from 42 old tracks. And that's really just half of it, though, because like you need new lyrics. So the lyrics need to be sung first. So they also enlisted James Dupre. James was on The Voice in 2015.
Oh, okay.
He has his own music career, but he grew up listening to Randy, and he's even like been touring with him as a guest vocalist. So basically, James sang the new song, then it got filtered through the AI to make it sound more like Randy's voice, and it really does.
But when she'd smile, out came the sun. And there ain't no more where that came from.
Wow. Randy's wife was there the first time they heard it. She got pretty emotional. Randy put on a statement Friday, quote, 11 years ago, I never thought I'd be able to have a hand in music production of any kind. But by God's grace and the support of family, friends, fellow artists and fans, I'm able to create the music I so dearly love. He adds, quote, many thanks to my wonderful team and the best fans in the world for putting me back in the saddle again. I have enjoyed every moment of it. We have new music, sort of, now, from Blake Shelton. It's a remake of the theme song from one of his favorite TV shows. It's from the new movie, The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, that came out Friday. It is in theaters now. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
Well, I'm not the kind to run and hide. I come close to danger. I ain't never been afraid to take the fall. Yeah, I'll fall. Spent much time in school, oh, but I did my learning. I drug my heart through a burning ring of fire. Oh, I've been hurting, I've been broken down, but somehow I'm still yearning. Cause through it all, she's still on my mind. Well, I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, cause I'm the unknown stuntman. Yeah.
What's up? Up in the 80s and watched The Fall Guy with Lee Majors. That is Blake Shelton's cover of it for the movie The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Go see it in theaters. I highly recommend it. I've been waiting on some good news. Time to get around the good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. My good thing was... I'll get my good thing coming up, but we do have a good thing from a listener.
Okay.
Nikki let us know about a Nebraska native from Hickman, Nebraska.
Okay.
Went to Norris High School and then got drafted into the major leagues by the Washington Nationals. His name is Jackson Reitz, and this is his at-bat with the San Francisco Giants last night.
2-1 pitch. Reitz blasts one to deep left field, and it is gone!
His first major league home run.
What?
His first at bat for the San Francisco Giants, and he hits a dinger in last night's Sunday night baseball game. So congrats
goes out to... Crazy cool feeling that would be.
Because he was drafted by the Nationals back in 2014, and it bounced around to the Brewers, to the Royals, and then ends up with the Giants, and last night gets his first Major League home run. A kid from Hickman, Nebraska, and went to Norris. Just shout out. Thank you, Nikki, for bringing that to my attention, because that's just awesome. Coryell, what's yours today?
So my good thing is, twofold, sort of. Okay. So first, I want to give a shout out to everyone that made the UNL Rodeo such a big weekend. It was so crazy. There was a lot of people in and around. And
it's always nice to see them.
Yeah. It was a great weekend. It brought a lot of people around and out and about. And it just was awesome. So we hope that if you were a part of the UNL Rodeo or you attended, whatever, you had a really good time. Second, if you go to Facebook, KX969, we touched on this right after this happened, but on Monday, there was the pre-party for the Zach Bryan show. We've mentioned it, but his dad did sort of an impromptu auctioning off of local artist Tyler Anthony's set list, and it raised some money for tornado relief, which the full breakdown is there, but we were able to essentially turn that donation into a bunch of different values of gas gift cards, which were highly needed at the time to operate machinery, transport victims, volunteers, all this stuff. And turns out the team, Omaha Rapid Response, had just had a conversation and they were actually stressing about it a little bit. And then we called up with your gift, the money that you donated, and it was kind of a weight off shoulders, and it just kind of helped keep things moving a little smoother. So thank you so much for your generosity, and this is why you guys are like the bestest friends in the whole wide world. It's on Facebook, KX969, and at that rate, just know the Omaha Rapid Response team did move locations. It was at Relevant Community Church, but they have moved to a new location at Bethany Church there in Elkhorn, Nebraska. So if you want to continue volunteering, which there is still a great need for that.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you don't show up at Relevant. You'll just go not far down the road there. Bethany Church, located in Elkhorn, Omaha Rapid Response on Facebook, has all the details.
It's good to see that they're moving locations. That means that things are progressing. Like they still need help.
Yeah,
but things
are
progressing to the move in a different, little bit different neighborhood. So
and, you know, it kind of disseminating like the, is that the word? I don't know. Anyways, just moving locations to kind of take some of that strain off of Relevant, who's already done so much to house them and open their doors.
Absolutely.
You know, get back to normalcy for them a little bit, too, and then kind of switch around.
Just keep moving around. Yeah. My good thing is our buddy Brian Olson tonight is the night for the live shows on The Voice. And so you gotta vote for Nebraska's own and our friend Brian Olson, who's competing on The Voice NBC. So if you get a chance to watch it, watch, cheer, vote. All the details on how you can vote will be there and available for you on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. The voting is open at 6 a.m. our time tomorrow. So watch the show. You can vote on The Voice official app or at nbc.com/voicevote. All the info is on the Kix Morning Show page. We're super excited to watch Brian continue to compete and hopefully bring home the goods in The Voice.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Life.
Got a couple for you today, including we hear a lot about just how just walking is great for your health, but is it really enough? Someone talked to a fitness expert who said they should really be focusing on three different types of movement each week.
Okay.
So you got your everyday movement. That's the includes like walking, stretching, and bending. Doing that stuff every day is a great first step. Athletic movement is number two.
Okay.
Meaning things like true cardio and weight training. Not every day, but like a few times a week. The more the varied, the better. And then social movement, meaning it also involves other people like golfing, dancing, pickleball, whatever it is.
Volleyball.
Just make sure you volleyball. There you go.
We have that tonight.
Softball. We're supposed to have that tonight if the storms don't come in. Make sure it's something you enjoy or you won't make it a habit.
Is this a resume builder?
No, that's one life hack. I have the other one.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I had a couple of them for you.
I was like, so you get to brag about your physical fitness? Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's one life hack.
Okay.
This is the resume one. A woman, her resume is all over TikTok right now because it's brilliant.
Okay.
And it's because it's weird. You have to go to these lengths in 2024. It all hinges on the fact that companies use AI to filter out job candidates now.
Okay.
So her
hack
is...
Not every company, but a majority. Some major companies, probably.
Yeah. So here's the hack. You just copy the entire job description that they have.
Okay.
And paste it somewhere into your resume in the tiniest font possible. Then make the font white so it's invisible.
Okay.
AI will still see it.
Okay.
And
it'll
have all the keywords that it's looking for. So your resume will go further up the route to like the top 10.
So when it says like we are looking for a dedicated marketing professional with a can-do or positive attitude,
yeah,
who's willing to work for pennies with grueling hours and be bullied from staff.
Exactly. Just you get it in on your resume somewhere in the tiniest font possible.
Wow,
switch
that's
it to
really
white,
smart.
Yeah,
that's really smart.
So it's invisible on there.
For sure.
The AI reads it and then puts you in like the top five.
That was how we would get additional character counts when we would type papers. You would add like another period and then you would white it out. Like you change the font. Because it's such a small, it takes up such a small amount of space on the document that like you wouldn't really know it. But if you highlighted it, you would see that there was a period there, but that would count as additional like characters.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, so,
I had no idea that was a thing.
So we would, I mean, some people tried to do it for and get away with it by putting in quite a few. And then it actually visibly looks a little different spacing wise. And then you're like,
right. You're like, okay.
You idiot. You're going to ruin it for everyone else.
Dumbass. You've ruined everybody's plans.
Yeah, but if you were just shy of like a couple characters, really, or like, you know, a couple dozen.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think these are brilliant little hacks to know.
Definitely don't do that.
Don't cheat the system. I mean, if the system is cheating with AI, then you should be able to cheat a little bit too.
But is it cheating or is it just fast tracking?
It's lazy, is what
I mean. It's fast tracking.
Okay, fast tracking, fine. But I think if you're using AI that much, like that lawyer who like I'm going to put all the information in there and the AI is going to figure it out for me and I don't have to proofread
it. Well,
he
got lazy because what he was doing was he was trying to fast track, but he didn't complete all the steps.
You got to check your work.
You can totally fast track with artificial intelligence. Don't get me wrong. I think AI for the most part is like terrible, but you can use it to work for you. If you do the right things, like you do all the steps.
So there you go. A couple of life hacks, both physically and also job-wise.
Yes.
To start your day.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
As automakers continue to push forward with electric vehicles, several states are now planning to get rid of gas-powered cars altogether. At least 9 states so far have adopted a rule that would require all new vehicles to be emission-free by the year 2036, which is only 12 years from now. That list includes California, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Washington State, Virginia, along with Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So that's a big thing.
Dang.
Even though it seems like...
That's 9 states?
Yeah. Even though it seems like, it's 2036. That's 12 years from now.
It really honestly comes faster than you think.
And
for being such an entire shift in the automotive industry, 12 years really is not very long. And for 9 states to be on board with that.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Pretty wild.
So, the zebra is no longer on the lam. The zebra that I'm talking about is Suge. It was one of the four zebra. What?
There was a zebra named Suge.
S-H-U-G. I guess Suge, maybe, but I'm assuming it's Suge.
Like Suge. Like
I don't know. Suge or Suge.
Is there a rapper named Suge?
Well, Suge Knight, yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the
name. He's diabolical. Anyway, so this zebra is one of four that escaped from a trailer east of Seattle.
Okay.
On April 28th. So they've been on the lam for a long time now.
Wow.
But while the other three escapees were finally recaptured within hours of escaping, Suge just ran through the foothills of the Cascade Mountain Range for six full days until she was captured by a group of private citizens and animal control officers in the woods in the Riverbend neighborhood on Friday. Suge will now complete her trip to Montana, which is funny because Montana is where we just had the circus elephant Viola go crazy. Not crazy. Loose. She was spooked because of a backfiring car.
Right.
When she was out getting like power washed or something in the parking lot. So it's just funny because Montana seems to be the hub of all things safari right now.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Just makes no sense.
That is bonkers.
One! He's free, coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan? Or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them. Pension Freedom finished fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, first closest finish since 1996. A photo finish showed that Mystic Dan, a 17-1 shot as the race began, took the victory and nosed out Sierra Leone and Forever Young.
Gosh, imagine that just being so close.
It'd be so wild to be there and experience it too. That's just nuts.
To be Sierra Leone and Forever Young owners.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they've got two other races to try to knock. Because, like,
sure,
you got to go for the Triple Crown, which is the ultimate get, which is hard to get for the horse racing realm. Mm. But Mystic Dan's got a shot now, and these other two have a chance to knock it off in the next couple races, like the Preakness and the Belmont, I think, are the two that go along with that. But, yeah, congrats goes out to whoever bet on Mystic Dan to win.
It's like the primaries.
A record-setting Kentucky Derby wagering this year, $210 million.
Wow.
On that race.
Dang.
And speaking of winners, the Nebraska softball team will continue on their career, the number four seed for the Big Ten tournament coming up in Iowa. They'll play either Minnesota or Illinois on Thursday around 1:30 p.m., so be paying attention to that. I believe it's on BTN if you want to watch them continue on. The extra fun thing, even though Nick's not here, I'll bring it up. Iowa, the University of Iowa, is hosting the tournament.
Okay.
They are not in the tournament.
Oh, wow.
They did not make it in. Huskers did it for Iowa didn't.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys. That's just the way it goes.
I mean, we're fine with it.
I mean, yeah, we're happy. We're fine. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Dealing with a porch pirate in today's Neighborhood Watch.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
Good morning, Ken.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Hi. Sorry to hear that you're dealing with crime in your neighborhood, bud.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out, to be honest.
Okay, so
why?
Break this down for us. What happened?
So I ordered some workout clothes, like and some gear too, like kickboxing gloves and shoes and some hoodies, all from Dick's, and I still haven't gotten them, but the tracking number, you know, it says that it was delivered and signed for even, but okay. I didn't do that, so.
Oh, wow. Okay so somebody pretended to be you and took your stuff.
That sounded really, like, implausible to me, but I was hanging out with my neighbors who live across the street the other day, and I asked if they had seen a delivery guy, and my buddy Rob, he said, no, but his wife said that she had thought that she saw my neighbor when she was leaving to pick up some stuff from the store. She saw the delivery guy. That was the same day that the tracking app says that they were delivered.
Mm.
And she thought she saw my neighbor with the delivery guy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, like, legit pretending to be you, like, maybe the delivery guy took it to the wrong house, wrong address, and just your neighbor took your stuff.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but that's, like, kind of a, I don't know, like a big accusation to, I don't know what
to
do.
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying. You kind of don't want to start pointing fingers, and then they think, like, wow, do you think that low of me?
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's my neighbor, so if
anything
goes wrong, you know, it's just like so awkward.
Yeah, you can't avoid them or the awkwardness.
If someday he comes out wearing one of the sleeveless hoodies and shoes that you bought from Dick's, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's my stuff.
Yeah. What do you guys think I should do?
I feel like whatever we do Neighborhood Watch, it all points to a stakeout, like pretty much in every scenario that
just
we
about,
stumble upon.
Tried to bust the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he gets a lot of things delivered to his place as well.
I mean, why would you guess that?
I don't know if he's like,
or like assume
here, this is mine, thinking out loud. But I could be wrong.
The thing that's like really freaking me out is that someone signed for it.
Pretended to be you and signed for it.
Yeah, that's because at that rate, that's very intentional. Because you kind of can't explain that away.
Yeah, like it wasn't just left on my front door. It was someone signed for it, so.
So is there Ring cameras around? Like, do you have other neighbors that you could maybe, that way, like, don't go to the neighbor's house where the person lives, but maybe go to, like, someone else across the street and ask if they have any Ring cameras?
That might be the first thing.
You might have an angle where you could see someone, or at least someone walking by, or a vehicle or something. I mean, I don't know. That's where I would start.
And I wonder if the police, if you ask them to come by, and, like, do you have them confront your neighbor and say, hey, we've heard reports of thievery in the neighborhood.
They do that?
I don't know if they can or not. That's a good question. That's why I'm very curious to see what our listeners have to say about what to do in this situation.
Yeah, and unfortunately, people have been in this exact same situation before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. So there's got to be some type of advice for you.
So what we'll do, Candace, we'll take it to our listeners, see what they have to say. So just listen into the show and check our social media pages, and hopefully we'll get a positive result for you on what to do.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Ken needs your help. If you had somebody do this before to you, maybe you've got advice. What can he do? What should he do about his neighbor basically taking his stuff that was delivered?
Stake out.
Yeah. Coriel's all about a stakeout.
I'm telling you.
Like, let us know what you think Ken can do for Neighborhood Watch. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. It's Neighborhood Watch.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field, and somebody beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. With somebody beer sitting on ice, and somebody girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy mad. Somebody girl in a red sundress, and there's somebody kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
And today it involves Ken and an issue with his neighbor. He had ordered some workout gear, and the tracking order said it was delivered and signed for, but he's like, no, I didn't sign for it.
He's like, was it me?
So he tried to get a hold of whoever he was getting it from, and they're like, no, it's been signed for. Sorry, sir, it's already out for delivery. And he was talking to his buddy Rob across the street, and Rob's wife's the one who said, hey, I think I saw your neighbor with a delivery guy the other day at about the time that you said that transaction, the signage happened, because you get the email notification, hey, your package has been delivered, and it's at this time or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure when I was leaving to go to the store, I saw him out there with like three boxes of stuff.
You know, it's hard because he didn't see it himself, Ken.
Right, right.
So you kind of have to take that at face value and just trust these people.
Yeah.
Sounds like he does.
He does.
But I know that I would feel guilty or feel sort of like I was in the wrong for going and accusing my next door neighbor of this when I didn't see it myself.
Right.
Because also, what if they say it? Like, what if they ask? Either way, you're lying, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw me do that? And you have to go, yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't, you know?
Right.
That would be tough. That would be tough.
And so we wanted to know from you what Ken should do, could do about this crime, basically, that's happening at his house. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Good morning. I think he should go over to the neighbors that stole his stuff and said, look, I had a delivery delivered. Say one of the neighbors, don't point out which neighbor it was, saw you sign for my stuff. So you can either give me my stuff back, no harm, no foul, we'll forget it ever happened, or I can call the police and they can arrest you for it.
Ah.
Because I'm getting from Dick's, it's probably quite a bit of money he spent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
He spent a good chunk of change on this, yeah.
Right. And the neighbor doesn't know. Maybe another neighbor saw it on Ring Cam or anything. Just don't out who told you that they saw him, but
right.
Confront him. What? You know, if he denies it, then let the police know.
That's a way to handle it.
I spend a lot of money when I go to Dick's, too, so I would be pretty upset.
Yeah, no kidding.
On Facebook, KX969, Teresa says, can you get a copy of the signature? I would ask said neighbor, see what they say, maybe change the address your packages are being delivered to for a few weeks and see what happens. If it stops, that's proof he's doing it. Brian says, send a glitter bomb and hopefully he will grab it and be surprised. That's like the mail packages. It's like envelopes. And if you rip them open, glitter just goes
glitter everywhere. Explosion. Randall on X says, ask the neighbor, but don't accuse them. Just say you had a box of sporting clothes delivered, but you can't find it. Ask them that they've seen anybody in the neighborhood and see what their reaction is when asked about this.
Christina, I would just go ask him or get cameras. Daniel says, time to invest in a Ring doorbell system.
Hi, good morning.
I think he should be a grown-up and go knock on a couple neighbors' doors and happens to be his and say, hey, my package was delivered to the wrong person. It has this. Do you have it?
Oh.
Maybe the neighbor hasn't seen him come home, or maybe you know, he just hasn't noticed. Just be an adult and go knock on the door.
Be a grown-up. Figure this out for yourself.
Exactly. It's called adulting.
Yeah, if we told everybody to do that, then we wouldn't have a segment.
Yeah, no kidding. I think what I would do is I would just go to that neighbor, and I think I would, there's a word for it, but I can't think of what it is. Maybe facetious would be a better way to describe it.
Okay.
But I think I would go to the neighbor and I'd go, hey, our neighbors, I'd say down the road, I wouldn't give up who it was, but I'd say, our neighbors down the road saw you signing for my package yesterday. Thank you so much for doing that because I wasn't home. I didn't want somebody to take it. I appreciate that. And then just see what they say.
Oh, man. You, like, bait them into it.
Yeah.
That's kind of bad.
Because then it's like, well, they obviously knew to come to me for this.
Right.
And I mean, the whole elephant in the room thing would be like, so why haven't you given me my package yet?
Yeah.
But I would just be like, yeah, so sorry. You might have tried to get a hold of me, but I haven't been home lately.
That's kind of brilliant, Coriel.
And I would just say it more like a matter of fact.
Yeah.
With my eyes narrow a little bit.
You'd be able to
tell.
Also,
the middle finger out.
I'm pretty sure you know where my stuff is.
And that grandma with the bully grandma that was going around like strong arming people into buying her like granddaughter's Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I know.
I'd bring her back as my backup.
Oh,
she's my muscle.
That's fantastic. The recall. That's hilarious. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate your advice on this. Ken, best of luck to you in getting your stuff back. Let us know what happens with that. And you can also still let us know if you have any advice or you've experienced this before. Tell us on Facebook and X so we can pass this on to Ken and see if we can help him get his stuff
back. Also, JP has a mean tracksuit. So if anything, you can have him stand at the sidewalk with some sunglasses on, arms crossed.
Just need to get a gold chain.
Gold chain. I'll take one of my boyfriend's gold chains.
Thank you.
He doesn't need them.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. And then I saw her
face. Now on Friday, it was one of those videos of like, I went back and watched this movie for the second time and saw this Easter egg thing. And it involved Shrek. And the mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear, when Lord Farquaad is collecting all of the fairy tale animals out of the forest, they're in like cages.
Mm-hmm.
And then flash forward to another scene later on when he's getting ready for his fake marriage to Princess Fiona. He's laying in bed and they pan his room, fireplace, he's in bed, and then on the floor is a bear rug. And the bear rug just happens to have the same pink bow on its forehead, just like Mama Bear did.
So dark.
Like, hidden in the movie. And so it wasn't dark until recently that some people noticed it and like, oh my God, that is terribly dark. But such a hidden detail and hidden joke that nobody saw it till now. And we wanted to know from you, like, hidden details, Easter eggs that you had. I had one that I was reminded of because we were talking with my Uncle Patrick over the weekend. One of my relatives, Heidi, her husband Sasha, has worked in movies for a while.
Okay.
And he worked on the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Right, right.
When Brad Pitt's chasing the bad guy out of the apartment, like in the rain, and he jumps down and he hits the dumpster and falls down and breaks his arm.
Yeah.
He actually broke his arm in the movie and kept filming because with a broken arm. Like, he's I don't care. Just add it to the movie. And it was real. He didn't like fake break his arm. It was not part of the script.
Yeah.
It actually happened.
There's a couple. I think the thing that freaked me out the most about injuries and stuff. Remember one of the scenes from Jaws? There's the woman in the water and she's being thrashed around in the water by the shark.
Yeah.
And she's like screaming and it's, I mean, a blood curdling scream.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's because it was like an animatronic shark in the water on the set and it had like malfunctioned or something.
Oh, so it was.
And it actually like broke her pelvis.
Oh,
and like
God.
Her leg or something. I mean, she was actually very injured.
Wow.
So her screaming was that thing Real actually ones. Breaking her pelvis.
Oh my God.
Yeah, crazy.
The things you do for a movie.
On Facebook, KX969, we asked you for those hidden details, Easter eggs, cool facts, things like that you learned about your favorite movies and TV shows. Kaylee says Sven and Olaf in Frozen are named after two characters in Titanic.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
And then in that same breath, Brooke said Frozen, Tangled, Little Mermaid. I always heard that the parents left to go to Rapunzel's coronation, but they never made it because of the wreck. On the day of Elsa's coronation, you see that Rapunzel is shown in one of the scenes and came because of what happened with their parents. Also, in The Little Mermaid, the shipwreck that was found at the beginning of the movie was the Elsa and Anna's parents' shipwreck. Crazy to think about, but I also heard this before Frozen 2 came out and explained the parents' wreck.
And so, I've also heard that the parents, that wreck, was tied to Tarzan.
Sure. Yeah, I believe it.
They were living in the jungle and they had a baby with them or had a baby while in the jungle. And then Tarzan's the only one who survives the tiger attack or the lion attack.
I'll be honest, I don't really know much about any of this because I've only seen The Little Mermaid, but I tried to.
You need to go.
I tried to read it exactly how it was.
You would go down a deep dive on all of the Easter eggs that happen in like the Disney movies like that.
I just restarted Parks and Rec last night for funsies.
Nice.
Emily commented, Parks and Rec, season 2, episode 13, the MRI tech, which I think is it? I think that might be played by Will Arnett. Maybe not. Anyways, told Leslie Knope, the character that's played by Amy Poehler, on their date, he says, quote, you could go triplets right off the bat. Because he was like giving her an MRI, talking about like her baby making oven. Okay. And then season 6, episode 20, Dr. Saperstein shows Ben and Leslie they are having triplets. So they foretold that much, much earlier in the whole show that she would end up having triplets.
Interesting.
I know.
I like Michelle's, the actress who plays young Sheldon's mom on Young Sheldon is the real life daughter of Sheldon's mom on Big Bang Theory.
So
Zoe Perry is Laurie Metcalf's kid. And she looks so much like her. And they're like, I was watching Young Sheldon. I'm like, wait, she looks so much like Laurie Metcalf, who plays his mom on Big Bang Theory. Sure enough, it's the same person. And then also Pastor Jeff and Officer Robin on the show are married in real life.
Oh, wow. Which, cool.
It's like, okay, cool. That's awesome.
People have pointed out, too, all the Disney hidden, all the Easter eggs in Disney movies and stuff.
Yep.
Like Tara said specifically, Buzz Lightyear is in the toy box of the dentist office in Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Yeah, there's stuff like that everywhere.
There's so many great ones.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, you can share yours if you've got one, an Easter egg or some kind of hidden thing you saw in the movies. You can do that on Facebook, KX969, and surprise some folks. I know we're not officially into summer. When does summer officially start, Coriel?
Oh.
On your special calendar?
I think meteorologically, whatever, June 20th or 21st?
But for real, summer starts on May 23rd, the final day of school for most people. That's when summer officially starts. And so we're going to have not only... What's up?
June 1st.
June 1st is here. Okay. Sorry. Hey, they moved it up to close like the Memorial Day
weekend. That's meteorological or whatever.
That's the one we want. It's like to have it be right there where Memorial Day falls.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's technically June 10th.
Okay. Technically June 10th.
Yeah.
All right.
There's like different dates.
Well, either way, we're gearing up for summer. We've got a big teacher appreciation party coming on the 23rd in the rail yard.
Yeah.
So if you are a teacher and administrator, you can come on down with your official badge after you get off of work and party with us. We've got all kinds of tickets going to be given away for teachers and administrators and principals and whatever else that to work in LPS. So come on down and party with us on the 23rd in the rail yard. But also, we are getting ready for summer with two in a row getting you to the show. And so basically, if you've not done this before, you're going to be listening for back-to-back songs from an artist.
Yes.
And those artists include Luke Bryan, Walker Hayes, Dirk Spentley, Justin Moore, Willie Nelson, Alabama, Dwight Yoakam, Brantley Gilbert, Trey Sackett, Tim McGraw.
So some amazing shows.
Yeah. So if you hear a Luke Bryan sing Rain is a Good Thing, followed up by his new song, maybe.
Love You, Miss You, Mean It.
Love You, Miss You, Mean It. Like back-to-back Luke Bryan songs.
Yeah.
That is your cue to call in.
Two songs in a row from one artist.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we've got a big old pile. You can see what the artists are on our website at KZKX.com, who you will win tickets to. But some big shows coming your way.
Yeah.
Like Country Drive Live. We've got Trace Atkins and Justin Moore, two of the big shows that are going to be out there. Mm-hmm. Listen for two Trace Atkins songs and two Justin Moore songs next to each other. And yeah. Then call in and be whatever caller we tell you to be.
Yep. If you hear a... Brantley Gilbert song, and then the second song right out the gate, you just know. You're like, yeah, this is another Brantley song. You want to make sure you're calling.
Yeah, get the call in right away.
Better your chances at getting those free Brantley Gilbert tickets, among many other shows.
Yeah, a bunch of big shows coming our way this May and June and July and August, and we want to get you in for free. Just got to get to the website, and you can find out more details about that. But yeah. Be listening.
Gosh, we have so many tickets to these shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're chock full.
We're going to save you some money.
And they don't do us tickets. Any good having them here.
No.
I mean, these are for you. So exactly. Why not just do a big blowout?
All right. So two in a row getting you two for the summer show. I'll be listening throughout the work day. It'll happen between now and 5 p.m. when you hear back-to-back songs from one of these artists that are on the list for your chance to win your way in. Summer is almost here. We've got, of course, the two in a row getting you two for a summer show starting up today, so be paying attention to that. But also, part of that is Country Drive Music Fest with the likes of Justin Moore, Trace Atkins, and a lot more out at the Country Drive Golf Course. We are going to be out there as your official party host.
Yeah.
And one thing they added in this year is they would love to find three local stars to help open up each day of the festival. By having you sing the national anthem.
Well, we need you to vote now.
Yeah, now it's moved on.
Is the point in that competition or contest, whatever you want to call it, that we are in. So there are now a handful of finalists at KZKX.com for the Red, White, and You National Anthem Singing Competition. There's local talent that submitted their works. And then there was a deliberation period. The final, that's at KZKX.com. The top three voted performances on the website there will be those performances you'll see at Country Drive Music Festival. One local act per day, so three total people.
Yep.
Your votes are very, very important here.
Super important.
You really do pick the Red, White, and You winners. So get your votes in. KZKX.com, one vote per day. So you can visit every day up until this Sunday. May 12th is your last day.
Oh, okay, good.
May 12th, this Mother's Day, is the last day to get your votes in. So do that, KZKX.com, red, white, and you. The finalists are counting on your opinion to get them to Country Drive Music Festival this summer.
And if, while you're there voting for them, go to our go into a concert section there and get your tickets and campsites to join us at Country Drive Music Festival.
Yes, so you can see them and their performance live, and then you can also see Trace Atkins, Justin Moore, Matt Stell,
Cooper Allen,
a lot of other local acts too, and there's camping. So I mean, it's
the party of the summer,
man. It's so much fun. And if you've never been out to Country Drive Music or Country Drive Golf Course where this is held, you know that it's just like such a party conducive area.
Yeah,
their big party patio is just beautiful. They've updated it. I mean, it's just amazing.
So get to be a part of Country Drive Music Fest with us on our website, kzkx.com. Go vote for the red, white, and you
red,
comp,
white, and you,
and join us for the fun. Hey, thanks for hanging out today. Our big thing today is to let you know to make sure you are watching The Voice tonight.
It's a huge episode.
It's the live shows, which luckily enough, a Nebraska native by the name of Brian Olson made it in.
Mama raised me good. Mama raised me right.
That's what he... Three out of the four turned around because he was just that good back in the beginning. And now Brian Olson has finally made it to the live show. We are ready to vote for him. You can find out all the details on how to vote on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. So go to there and you can get all the information. The voting officially opens up at 6 a.m. tomorrow. So of course, we're going to remind you again tomorrow to vote for it. But get the Voice official app, or you can go to nbc.com/voicevote. And get ready to vote for Brian. It's going to be a full court press for Nebraska to vote for him.
For sure.
Great singers on there.
Let's make sure everyone is doing their Nebraska duty.
Exactly.
And getting to vote in for one of our own.
So go vote for Brian Olson. Watch the show tonight if you get a chance to on NBC The Voice. It'll be on streaming tomorrow morning. So you can watch it then and then vote. Get ready to vote to help one of our own continue on in the competition, which is super
so
exciting.
Awesome.
And he's a good dude. We're excited to be a part of it. Coming up, we'll get you Datum or Dump Up tomorrow, an all new one. JP makes his guest, getting you in to see comedian John Crist live.
Yeah, fun show. He's so funny.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then we'll get more coming up tomorrow. If you missed any of today's show, you can catch up on our podcast at kzkx.com.